Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, Lord, our Redeemer and Saviour. Amen. Today's gospel reading, where it talks of Jesus taking up your cross, was one of the first readings that was used at St. Mark's when I was a student. And I said, yes, I'll be the person to read the gospel. And so we decided, if anyone's ever been to the college, you go down the steps into that nice little grotto-type back wall. And anyway, I had two ladies, maybe you might know them, Wendy Dubosky and Judy Taylor. They were holding the candles as we walked in. And so anyway, as we started reading this, and I got to the point of take up your cross, and of course, my legs, that you can't see under the alb, were shaking so badly that both ladies moved closer and closer into me so that if I fell, they would catch me. Also, you possibly know Professor John Painter. He was my lecturer for Matthew Mark, and one of his assessments was, I want you to read the book of Mark and overnight, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. Well, anyway, it took me 5 hours to read the book of Mark. Being an ex-truckie, reading wasn't my strong point. And we had a student who came in and he's all bouncing around. He goes, oh, that was easy. I read it in an hour and a half. Woohoo, yay, you beauty. And in his humbleness, John Painter walks in and goes, oh, that's nice. I read it in 40 minutes in the Greek. And it was such a nice way to say, there you go. What a way to be introduced to Mark. The readings this morning, I feel, as we continue to call the Bible the living word, we see in wisdom where, you know, today we have social media influencers who want to tell you everything, you know, through to the being an anti-vaxxer and why the vaccine for the COVID is not this and not that. But if we listen to the readings this morning, we can hear that, yes, even they had their people around them that said, you know, knockers, you might say, or this is the way we need to worship, this is the way we need to do this. So they had influences in that space. But in the book of Proverbs, we hear wisdom saying, hey, knowledge. Even Jesus says in the gospel this morning, to know God and God's will, to move forward. You know, we see where Jesus tests his disciples, and I love the disciples because that means there's space for me to be a follower too. You know, they're fantastic. They've been influenced by people around them. When Jesus says, so who do people say that I am? Ah, John the Baptist. You know, Elijah. And Jesus is going, okay, yep, that's a sentence, but who do you say I am? And Peter really up front goes, I've got this one, Messiah, you beauty, yep. And Jesus goes, great. And then once he's worked out, he's gone and says, okay, do you understand what the Messiah is? I'm going to give you the knowledge. This is what's going to happen to the Messiah. You know, they're going to kill me. And then after 3 days, I'm going to rise. Well, you know, Peter goes, well, hang on a minute, I can't have that. Jesus, come here. I need to tell you that that's not right. You are the Messiah. You're going to lead us. And what's Jesus do? Rebukes him and says, you know, Satan, get behind me. Your vision is only of this world, not on God. And I wonder how we would feel if we were in that position. If Jesus came along and said, yep, I'm here, and we're going, yeah, we're followers, we've seen everything that you do, and then he calls you Satan. Often I've heard it when it's been read out that Jesus has this really punchy way of saying, get behind me, Satan, as though it's a really nasty thing and I'm authoritative in a loud voice. And then there are others who've had read it where it's more of a meek, get behind me, Satan. This, your ways are of the world, not of God. So if I was to say to you, pick up your coffin and follow me, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? What does the cross actually mean for us? Is it just the suffering? Is it the whole aspect of moving forward, going, yep, this is the boundaries, and then therefore I move forward with that, the cross, I have hope because Jesus had the cross, died, and was resurrected. The cross means so much for so many people. Can it be that Jesus is actually asking us to take up our lives and follow him? Yes, he says, deny your life and follow him. Follow the way of God. And what is that way of God? That way of God is what Jesus has taught us, to love one another, to have put the other person before us for their needs and their care, to look after them in a godly and loving way. Yes, we hear in the media over the last couple of days that this is the 20th anniversary of the Twin Towers. And of course, we know what that has done for the world in that space. And so it's a sense of, do we understand our Muslim brothers and sisters? Do we let the acts of a few who want to claim that religious background as their reasoning for doing this? Or do we see these people as just a group of people who wanted to do destruction? I have a Muslim friend who I grew up at school with, and it's interesting how during at school everyone was really friendly and that sort of thing, but after the Twin Towers, their attitudes towards him and his family changed in a little way. You know, yes, we were in our 30s at that stage, so it was interesting to watch how the effects were of that. But what does Jesus say to us? He says, care for all people. This is our, what are we doing? When we take our cross into the community, what are we doing? We are bringing people's lives to know Christ. And both wisdom, James, and the gospel all tell us, bring action. Bring action with our faith, but also knowledge. And at some time today, maybe you'd like to have a look at Psalm 19, which was the psalm set for today. And even in that psalm, David talks about knowledge and hearing the knowledge in the night and that space. Where do we get our knowledge? As I said earlier, we have social media influencers who want to tell us how the world is. And I think it seems to be that you can be a typing warrior and put out anything you like and it's acceptable. Or if you say something that everyone else disagrees with in that space, then everyone pours out on you. But knowledge. We need to remember. And I always say that there's three things that we need to do as I wrap up and think about what it means to take my cross and put others forward as I walk into the community. And that is praying with people, being with people, reading my Bible, and listening to the Bible, getting that knowledge so I get a better understanding of what God is calling me through to do through Christ. So on this day, as hard as it is to potentially be face-to-face with people, maybe there might be other opportunities where you might be able to use Zoom if you've got an account and ring someone and say, hey, if I send you a Zoom link, can we have a coffee and have a chat with them and talk about what's happening in your life, what God has done for you through Jesus in your life, and sharing that. Because on Sundays, we normally gather together to share that love that God has for us and what's been happening for the week. And that way, it encourages us to bolster ourselves to go out again next week going, yep, I may do some things that I'm not happy with, but I know that I've got friends who will hear my story and share my story, share my journey, And I think James and Jesus calls us into action by taking our cross, by showing our faith through our works, that we are people of God, that Jesus loved us this much that he was willing to die for us, but also was risen so that we may bring that love to those around us in this community. And once we're around the area of getting past COVID, that we may be able to then share that love that God has for us through Jesus. Amen.